Good morning, Zach Crane.
Yes, Jack in?
Hey, Thomas calling?
Yeah, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff.
Kyle from where?
Sorry, it's a little weird to say with the phone. It's Cardiff.
Hold on, please.
Hello.
Hey, Jack. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Good. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with you here real quick. A couple weeks back, we mailed out an offer to the business. Looks like based off a relationship you had over there with the People's United when you got a couple pieces of equipment or so. Does that sound familiar?
I don't have anything with I have nothing with People's United.
Oh, it was quite a ways back in 2011, it looks like.
Yeah, what is it you're after? I'm really not looking for any financing, if that's it.
Yeah, that's what I was calling. Just wanted to follow up. We had you pre-approved off that relationship for some equipment capital. Just kind of wanted to see how business was going for you this summer.
Yeah, we're not really looking for any. I've got, what kind of rates are you guys at?
It really depends on what you're looking for. Like, are you looking at equipment financing or working capital, for instance?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a working capital line with another bank, and we're down around under 3% with it, so I'm happy with where I'm at.
Oh, definitely. Who do you have that through, if you don't mind me asking?
No, it's not People, so. All right.
Okay, yeah. So is there a normal time of year you do look to do this kind of thing, or kind of as needed?
No, I've been in business 10 years, and I've used them ever since I started, and everything's good, and so I really, at this point in time, have no interest in even looking someplace else, so.
Of course, and we're not trying to step on any of those relationships. I know in this economy, it's nice to have a couple different sources of funding. How long you guys staying pretty busy over there this summer, though?
Not really. It's kind of slow. I mean, we've got business, but it's down quite a bit from what it was. So.
Just not as good as it has been.
No.
Do you guys normally prepare for like the slower time, or do anything differently?
I just don't have as much shit.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. So have you brought on any new pieces this year?
Yeah.
Okay. What were those, if you don't mind me asking?
Cranes.
Okay, how many tons?
I mean, we buy and sell. I mean, we're a dealer, so we're bringing stuff on and buying and selling all the time, so that's what we do, so.
Yeah, definitely. Do you ever run into, do you guys offer financing for your customers then?
Yeah, and we've got several different sources for that have worked out very well for us, so we're really not looking for, I mean, you say, what cut were you with?
Bank of Cardiff.
Where the heck's that out of?
We're in Southern California, San Diego.
Yeah, never even heard of you before. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've been around for about 15 years now, and we actually have a A+ rating on Better Business Bureau and our Google Plus customer reviews.
It's Bank of Cardiff. How do you spell Cardiff?
That's C-A-R-D as in dog, I-F-F, like Foxtrot. It's a little weird to say over the phone, I know. Okay, so I know you did mention that you had that capital loan. How long ago did you do that?
I've had my relationship with these guys since I started my business 10 years ago, and I've never gone anyplace else for it. I mean, People's, if you saw anything from People's, I never financed anything with People's. I bought a bunch of stuff that came from People's.
Okay, maybe that's what that was from.
Yeah, I wouldn't do shit with People's.
Okay, let me ask.
I've had some relationship with them, and I wouldn't suggest them to anybody.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've actually heard that a couple times from a couple of clients over here. Let me ask you this though. I know. Do you ever kind of run into the problem of not being able to get some of your customers financed?
Periodically.
Periodically.
If you want to email me something, I'll give you an email address, and we'll. Because like right now, I mean, we're getting a guy right now financed someplace. But if you want to send us something, I'll give it to my sales manager here. And if there's something we're looking to do, we'll put you on a list here and see if we can do some good.
Yeah, definitely.
You ready? Yes. So send me something to sales, plural, at exactcrane.com. Sales at exactcrane.com.
Exactcreate.com. Alrighty, Jack. Well, what I can do here is I'll shoot that over. And if you ever run into a business owner who's having trouble getting finance for a piece of equipment, shoot their information over my way, or if that's okay with them, or reach out, and we'll get you an approval within that day or so, and be able to get them financed within the following. So,
we got a guy right now that's trying to get finance on something. Heck, he's buying a $160,000 crane and putting 100 down. So,
definitely,
and if they
come across any problems, we get like offer match or beat policies. And another big thing is we don't require a down payment most of the time. So, that is kind of, you know, if they're in a position where that might help out, feel free to reach out.
Okay, sounds good. Send it on.
All right, Jack. Yep, I'll shoot it together right now. You have a good weekend there.
Same with you. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.